Now, Terry, when you bicycle on these long trips across America, what do you do on a really bad day when it's foggy or rainy or windy? Do you just keep on pedaling?
Usually, yes. The philosophy kind of goes that if you're going to take a day off, and you need to take a day off every 8 days or once a week, whatever, just to give your body a chance to recover and recuperate. If you want to take a day off, you want to enjoy the day. So ideally, you want a day off when the sun's shining. So if you wake up in the morning and you're scheduled to ride that day and it's raining, you just pack up and you ride in the rain. As far as the fog goes, the main thing I try and be aware of is increasing my visibility just to make sure that the drivers have a chance to see me. So I have pannier covers that are a high visibility yellow, and I tend to wear a high visibility yellow jersey and put a strobe on the back of my light. Anything I can do to increase my visibility.
Oh man, okay. Are there any other problems that you face when you're traveling? Like, do you get sick or do you get fatigued or things like that?
Oh, sure. I definitely get fatigued on trips, and yeah, you sometimes have, you don't feel well or whatever, but it's part of the trip, I guess, is just pushing on. And I think, for me, part of it's just I'm fairly competitive anyway, and it's a challenge to try and do a trip like that. And unless you're really ill or you've had an accident or something, most days you can persevere and struggle through. Fortunately, most days are enjoyable. I mean, that doesn't happen that often. But and as far as riding in the rain, some trips you have rain and some you don't. Amazingly, on this trip, I had no rain. So this is the first trip I've ever done in my life with no rainy days. Had a lot of fog, but no rain.
Oh, wow, that's great. Okay, well, thanks, Terry.
Thanks.